World Youth Day is a gathering of young Catholics from all over the world. The first World Youth Day was set up in the early 80s by Pope John Paul II, who had a great affinity with young people and loved the idea of bringing them together to celebrate their faith. So it's a major celebration. They're expecting somewhere in the region of 1.5 million young people to travel to Cologne this year, which is wonderful and a lovely tribute to Pope John Paul II. Pope Benedict will join us there and hopefully carry on that tradition. This is the 20th World Youth Day. So for 20 years now, there have been gatherings of young people in many locations all over the world. It's very exciting. It's great fun. There's elements of catechesis. There's elements of just socialising with young people from other countries. There's song and there's laughter and there's Eucharistic adoration. It's a real jumble of everything that is life and everything that is faith. And I suppose the best thing about World Youth Day for me, I've only been to one before. I was in Toronto in 2002 with a group from the parish here. The best thing is it gives a picture, a different picture of church. I think most of us see the church as being the local community, the parish, the people who are going to Mass on Sunday. Some people would be lucky enough to have a picture maybe of the diocesan church, but this gives a real picture of the worldwide church and the life and the vibrancy that's in that.
Are young people actually into this, or are their parents sending them off for a bit of religion?
I think it's a bit of both. Here in Clane, we're very lucky. We have a tradition of youth pilgrimage. This is our fourth international youth pilgrimage. The first one was Toronto 2002. In 2003, we went to Taizé in France. 2004, we went to Medjugorje for a youth week there, and so this is the fourth one. They, with a bit of experience and the feedback that comes from other groups, the young people here are certainly very excited themselves about it. We do little local pilgrimages, I suppose, the likes of Croagh-Patrick, Glendalough, Kildare town, a little pilgrimage around St. Bridget. So there'd be a tradition of pilgrimage here, and they know it's not all hard work, it's not all a hard slog, there's a bit of fun in it as well. But we have a great core of young people here who'd be involved in their faith, and ordinary, normal young adults who love to have a bit of fun as well, and they know the balance is there. So I'm looking forward to spending that week with them in Cologne now in August.
How does an event like this impact on the faith of the young people that you bring?
What something like this does, it allows them to normalise that faith and to realise that it's actually okay to be proud of their faith. If I could maybe just give a concrete example, we brought 19 young people to Medjugorje last year. And in Medjugorje, they prayed the Stations of the Cross, which most of them would never have done before. Now, they prayed it climbing a mountain, or they prayed it at the back of the church walking, and you know, in a journey. So that impacted very much on the Easter celebrations here in Clane this year. We had the Stations of the Cross in Dunedee Forest, and those young people took a leadership role in that. And then on Good Friday evening, we had the Stations of the Cross here in the church, and they led that. They actually prepared and led the service for the rest of the parish. So it certainly has a major impact in the practice of their faith and the public worship, that they become comfortable maybe with praying in front of other people and of saying, yes, I'm proud of this and I want to be a witness. So I think that's a big thing. And especially too, when they're in a group, I suppose there's some kind of security or solidarity within the group, and they see that they can have fun, they can go dancing and do the ordinary everyday things and still let faith be a part of their lives.
How does an event like that affect your own faith then, when you go to World Youth Day and you see 1.5 million people, as you say, all together praying, celebrating what they believe?
I think it gives me great encouragement personally. I have three teenagers, so I'm glad that there is a church for them, that it's not something that's going to disappear with my generation. There's a lively, happy, joyful, wonderful church there for my children to be part of in the future. So I suppose it gives me hope and encouragement and I just love to be part of the joy of the youth celebrations.